Hey, everybody, welcome to Beyond the Sermon, where we get together and take one concept that we wish we had had more time to talk about yesterday, dive in a little bit deeper with one of our teaching pastors. As you know, yesterday was, again, a standalone message. It was on small groups and on community. And so I'm here with Nick, our teaching pastor at our Oakland campus. And as you saw yesterday, I interviewed three people during the message. Well, Nick was the fourth that I wanted to interview, but we just didn't have time. And so, Nick, great to have you. I'm going to just pretend like this is prep for a sermon, okay?
Okay.
All right. When did you join a small group, Nick?
Man, I joined a small group about 3 months after becoming a member of Family Church. But I was dragged there by my wife, pretty much kicking and screaming.
Really?
And it's why I wanted to talk to you today, because I think a lot of people hear us as pastors say, hey, get in a small group, it's good for you. And people think, yeah, of course you're going to say that, you're a pastor.
Yeah.
But that wasn't me. I didn't come to this church as a pastor. I just came looking for a place for my family.
Right. And what was the hesitation to get into a group? Why didn't you want to go?
Well, it was a couple things. You know, the first was I didn't think that was really part of church. I grew up, church was just something you went to on Sundays. That whole be the church thing, foreign concept to me when I joined the church. And then the other thing is you know, I remember hearing you preach about small groups at the beginning and then fellowship and relationships, and I thought, I have friends. You know, and I'm not going to get along with anybody or relate to anybody in these small groups anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't really want to do it at first.
So tell me what it was like when you actually showed up, because a lot of people have that fear or that same mindset. So what was it like?
Well, I walked in and then I was forced to stand and pray and reveal my darkest sin. No, not. I got there and it was actually just a couple. It was two other couples at the beginning, and me and the husbands, we hit it off pretty quickly. They like to fish and camp and just be outside like me. And so I'm like, okay, these are halfway normal people. And one of the couples invited us over from a Memorial Day party at the beginning. And I still was like, I don't want to go. I want to have a normal Memorial Day. I don't want to go to a church Memorial Day party. But we went, and I had a great time with them, and we just kind of hit it off. And I just found that these were just normal people just like us trying to walk this Christian life the best we can, even though we stumble sometimes.
Yeah, excellent. So kind of what did it do for your family, for Rachel, for your wife?
Well, it was huge. I mean, we were newly married when we first joined, and there were other couples that were ahead of us in life, ahead of us in marriage, that were able to help guide us through some of those stumbling blocks at the beginning, you know, those little annoyances that could have been bigger if we didn't have that. And that's been huge for a lot of marriages in our group. We've watched marriages go from on the rocks to solid marriages because of that same guidance. And then our kids, you know, you don't know where your kids are learning in school or on the school bus, but my kids, at least that once a week, they see their mom and dad get together with other adults that believe the same thing, study God's word, but enjoy it. Like, they hear us laugh, they hear us enjoying it, and then they get to play with other kids that are growing up the same way, with the same beliefs, and so they're getting that same grounding that I want them to have.
So there's the relational aspect, but tell me about the spiritual aspect of the small group.
Yeah.
What's it done for you?
I mean, it's been huge. Again, I went from being the guy that was dragged kicking and screaming to small group to now I have the incredible honor of getting to lead our Oakland service on Sundays. And that started with being in these groups and being challenged by the leader of the group and by others in the group. And our leader of the group, Russell Slack at the time, gave me an opportunity to teach once or twice, and I found that I actually enjoyed it. And you know, when you get around other people with different gifts and talents than you, you discover what your gifts are that God gave you in that church family setting.
Yeah.
And so I got to develop that and realize that was kind of my calling to go and do that. But it put me in a place where I had the desire to actually get into God's word and to grow and to live it out, because I knew other people were going to hold me accountable if I didn't.
So as we talked yesterday, our church is moving more towards a church of small groups.
Right.
So what would you say to about half of the people out there who aren't in a small group right now?
Go. you're not going to regret it. You know, in 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes to build one another up and encourage each other. And that's what you're going to find. You know, the Christian life is not meant to be walked alone.
Yeah.
You know, so you want those relationships that are going to ground you and to watch out for you and have your family's back. You know, I have people that love my kids and love my wife, and they're going to watch out for them in the same way that I do. And that's
Absolutely.
Important.
Yeah, my group is so important to me too. hey, you heard another testimony, and as you heard yesterday, small groups is going to be so much of a part of our DNA. We want you to find a small group. Don't forget that this coming Sunday is Easter. Go ahead now and decide who you're going to invite to come. It's going to be so good to gather back again and to celebrate a risen Christ. See you this weekend, either online or in person.